Hello, this is Alan Pitts, W1AGP, the Media and Public Relations Department Manager for ARRL, and I'm glad you stopped by. Obviously, there's no one person can do all of the things that really need to be done to promote such a magnificent hobby as amateur radio in all of its various aspects. So the way we worked it when I arrived here was to set up the strategy that I've got an army of volunteers out there. And these are very good and very dedicated people. If I can provide them with the tools that they need, they can take it to their local newspapers, their local television stations, and radio stations. All news is local. If there's not a local hook, it just doesn't make it into the news. So the PIOs around the country are really my boots on the ground. They're the army that makes it all happen. The ARRL has 70 sections throughout the United States. Most states are a section, though some of the bigger ones are more than one section, obviously. And each section should have a public information coordinator appointed by the section manager. The public information coordinator, in turn, recruits, and with the section manager's okay, sets up public information officers. Now, I've got about 450 to 500. The number varies at different times. But that's about 450 to 500 volunteer people scattered throughout the country. And these are the people that make it happen for me, willing to do so. And we also hold public relations forums on a regular basis at major hamfests and conventions. One of the new things that's developing is the idea of an ARES-designated PIO to specifically work in an emergency situation. So there's a lot going on in a public relations program, and a lot happening, and we always can use more help. If you are interested in trying to promote amateur radio in your area, please get a hold of your PIC or your section manager. If worse comes to worse, get a hold of me. Look forward to it, and I'll put you in touch with the right people.